Praise the Lord.
我们今天是这个和成为合神心意开跑的这个月的一个主日庆典。
Today is the kick-off Sunday for becoming what God's intended course.
我们教会同时有很多事情正在发生中。
Our church has multiple projects going on right now.
对，非常谢谢 Johnny 传道。
He really thanked me.
因为他带完敬拜以后还要翻译。
Because after I leave worship, I still need to translate.
所以我就要问我们当中有哪些人，你中文、英文都不错的，请举手。
I would like to ask who among you has both English and Chinese are pretty good.
你可以举手，你可以。
Please raise your hand.
在这聚会后，我跟你谈一谈，我可以训练你做翻译的。
If you're willing, that please talk to me after this meeting. I train you to be my translator.
Okay, Angela, 在聚会后见我哈。
Angela, please come and see me afterwards.
如果你觉得这个姊妹翻译的不太好，
you think my translation is not good enough?
你要好好的为她祷告。
Then please pray for me.
你要好好去学中文学英文。
Then you need to learn both Chinese and English.
所以你将来可以为神所用。
So that the Lord may use you next.
Amen.
In the future.
Amen.
Amen.
我们不要老是在觉得有问题，我们要做答案。Amen.
We don't always look for the issues, but we want to be the answer.
Not always look for the problem. Be the answer to the problem. Amen.
Amen.
Tell the neighbor next to you that be the solution to the problem. Tell the person next to you.
跟你隔壁的说，你要成为问题的答案。
Are you okay?
Are you okay?
I thought we just worship. You guys look so tired.
你们看起来都好累啊。再怎么不会比我累。
We are very happy.
我们今天很高兴。
We can have Dr. Ekman come back again.
我们有艾克曼博士在在我们当中。
We agree today will be the kick off.
我们相信今天真的是一个开始。
We will start becoming what God intended classes.
是一个开跑，能够成为神合神心意的器皿。
She's very good. I started speaking English.
我很好，因为她开始讲英文。
我就请大家真的能够谦卑来学习。
I really invite you to learn humbly. Humbly come to learn.
一个真正认识真理的人是生命有改变的人。
But someone who truly know the truth, they will experience transformation.
如果生命没有改变，其实不认识真理。
If your life doesn't transform, this means you don't know the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
我希望我们经过这个课程，十二个礼拜的课程。
I truly wish that after this 12-week course.
我们真的生命开始发生极大的改变。
That your life start to transform.
我们下次再唱这首诗歌《得自由》的时候。
And the next time when we sing "I am free."
你真的是很自由来。
You truly be free.
不是站在那边看别人唱。
You're not just standing there look at other people sing.
Amen.
Amen.
是你在敬拜神呐、啊。
Is that you? You're worshiping God.
是不是啊
？Amen.
我们很多人来敬拜都在打分数哈。
So many people come to worship. They like giving us a score.
他觉得说这个。Worship team 还可以啊。
Ah, they think, oh, this worship team, the music is so-so.
这些敬拜人太疯狂了。
Oh, the worshippers are just too crazy.
其实敬拜是你跟上帝的事。
You know, worship is a relationship between you and the Lord.
那么，如果你们同意，就说 Amen 好吗
？If you agree, please say Amen.
我最欣赏的就是非洲裔的教会，好好翻吧。
I admire the most the African church the most.Is that their worship?
I not admire them. I love them.
Okay, I love their worship time.
Not only worship time, they all worship service.
Okay, all their worship service.
They full responsiveness. Amen.
他们整个聚会都很有回应。
So can I say something? You say amen.
我讲一些，你们说 amen 好吗
？Let's try it. Let's try it.
我们要来尝试。
God is good.
神是好的。
When you say amen, when
当你说
I declare
amen,
that, you know the blessing come upon you.
宣告
That's very important, right? Life is suck, but God is good. Amen?
你的生命虽然
say, how, Pastor,
很烂，可是神是好的。
Pastor, how do you know that?
主，来牧师你怎么知道呢
Because people call me, complain, complain, complain.
因为每个人打电话给我都在埋怨。
Because life is suck.
因为活得很惨苦
But God is good. Amen.
可是神是好的
Amen.
Amen.
But why God is good?
那为什么神是好的呢
Because His nature is good.
因为他的本质是好的
So we have hope.
所以我们有盼望
Why we have hope?
为什么没有盼望
Because we are His favorite children.
因为我们是他的儿女
Dr. Ekman going to share with us.
今天我们艾克曼博士要跟我们分享
I'm going to translate into Mandarin. 我会帮他翻译成中文。I appreciate you pray for me.
请你们为我祷告。
If you think I didn't translate well,
假如你觉得我翻译的不好,
you can replace me.
你可以换了我。
I'm gladly to be replaced.
我很高兴可以被换掉。
Before you replace me,
可是在你换我之前,
I appreciate your support, both of us.
我需要你的支持。
Listen humbly before the Lord.
请你们谦卑的来聆听, 学习。
Let's welcome Dr. Ekman together.
我们来欢迎埃克曼博士。
Thank you.
Good morning.
早安.
It's good to be back with you.
很高兴能够再回来.
We spent 2 weeks in China.
我们在中国有2周的时间.
And I'll mention shortly what we did there.
我要简单的介绍一下我们在那做什么.
I am very impressed with what Joni can do.
我对 Joni姊妹 传道的表现非常的欣赏, 激赏.
Sing.
神.
Play an instrument, the tambourine.
一方面又用演奏音乐，又弄这个弄那个。
And then lead in gymnastics.
然后还在那边表演这个体操。
Very impressive.
哦，真不得了，真不是盖的。
And if you have some spare time, we can take you to lead gymnastics in China.
如果Joni传道有时间，可以到中带你，请你跟我一起去中国来带领这个体操表演。
And we'll permit you to sing too.
我们也让你，我们允许您能唱歌。This
morning we'll be talking about the becoming what God intended material.
今天早上我要来分享成为合神心意的人的这个教材。And
in the workbook and in the classes and discussions, there are 12 different topics.
这有12课，有这个主题，还有讨论的，总共有12课。
And I've picked out the third topic to speak about this morning.
我今天早上要讲的是第三课的主题。
And that topic is acceptance and the Father.
那个第三课是讲到天父的接纳，接纳跟天父。
Each chapter of the workbook begins with the word acceptance.
每一章的开始都是用这个接纳这两个字开始的。
A person who feels perfectly loved,
一个完全感到被爱的人,
feels perfectly accepted.
是感觉到完全被接纳的人。
A perfectly accepted person feels perfectly safe.
一个完全被接纳的人，他会有完全的安全感。
Because they know they matter to the person who loves them.
因为他知道对那个爱他的人，他是有价值的。
When we become Christians,
当我们成为基督徒的时候,
we enter into the acceptance that exists between the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们就进入了一个圣父、圣子、圣灵三个彼此接纳的一个范围里面。
And the acceptance they grant to one another is the acceptance they grant to us.
他们三位之间的彼此接纳，也是把那个接纳向我们敞开。
This course is the beginning course of 5 that we teach in China.
这个我今天要讲的介绍的这个课程，是我们在中国要教的5个课程的第一个课程。
In fact, this first course we taught at the largest Catholic training center in China. We did that about 2 weeks ago.
在2个礼拜前，我们在中国最大的天主教训练中心教这个课。
There were 110 Catholic leaders there.
有110个天主教的领袖在那里。
80 of whom were priests and nuns from all over China.
有80个, 80,
right?
80个这个, 修女，从全中国来的修女。
And here's a picture of the classroom.
这个你看到的是他们的照片，在上课时的照片。
And we were thrilled. Myself and 2 other teachers were teaching them, and we were thrilled.
我们非常的惊讶，非常的震惊，非常的兴奋，就是我们另外总共3个老师都非常兴奋。
By how they responded to Bible teaching.
他们对圣经教导的反应。
an emotional, wholehearted response.
他们是完全有感情的反应。
For the last 5 years, we have been teaching nuns, priests, Catholics frequently in China.
在过去五年，我们经常的教导这些 天主教的修士修女们，不断的教导他们。
And they always respond positively.
他们反应都是总是非常正面的。
And I'm thinking in the back of my head, don't they know they're not supposed to be doing that?
我一直在思想说，他们知道他们在做什么，他们好像不应该这样做。
But they respond so well.
他们反应得真好。
They respond the way you do.
他就像你们刚才反应一样。
Wednesday night in Beijing,
在礼拜三的晚上,
we taught at one of the universities to students and to faculty.
我们在一个大学里面教导学生跟那边的教授们。
Material from the Skills for Living workbook, which is our fifth course.
就是他们第五个课程，就是人生的生活技巧的课程。
And during the day, we taught another course. Well, actually, we taught that Skills for Living course during the day to Christians.
我们在白天的时候是教导基督徒关于人生技巧的课程。
And that's the group that was there.
你看到那个照片就是那个团体。
We've come back.
我们回来到美国。
In the best of health.
我们的健康状况极其良好。
And I'm always grateful to come back from China healthy.
我总是很感激，就是我从中国回来，我还非常健康。
Because it's not China that causes me to become ill.
不是中国让我生病。
It's typically the plane flight back where I'm breathing in everybody's germs.
其实那个真正的原因是坐飞机回来，在飞机上那么长的时间在呼出吸出那些细菌。
So this morning's talk is actually related to the third chapter of the workbook.
我今天早上要讲的就是我们将要学习的那十二课第三课里面的主题。
Where we talk about the central role of God the Father in the Christian life.
我们就是要来谈到圣父的这个主要角色，在基督徒生命中的主要角色。
Right when you step into Genesis chapter 1, you discover there are three persons and one God.
我们在创世纪第一章，你就会看到那边有一个上帝，有三个位格。
Very first verse.
在创世纪的第一章第一节。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
起初上帝创造天地。
And as for the earth, it was formless and void.
地就渊面黑暗。
And darkness was over the face of the deep.
黑暗就遮盖了这个地面，我要看经文。
The earth was fully covered with water.
神的灵运行在水面上。
And the Spirit of God was moving over the face of the waters.
Okay. 我刚刚已经翻过了。
So, verse 1, God is introduced. Verse 2, the Spirit of God.
第一节是上帝介绍，第二个是讲到这个圣灵，神的灵。
Then further on, we have God speaking.
在下面我们看到神在说话。
Then God said,
然后上帝说,
Let us make humanity.
他说让我们来造人。
In our image.
在我们的形象。
And in our likeness.
我们的样式。
In our image and in our likeness.
按照我们的形象跟样式。
If you read through the entire Bible, you'll discover that God the Father and God the Son have an image.
如果你读整本圣经，就发现圣父跟圣子都有形象的。
They become visible, they reveal themselves, and they're in a form.
他们是可以成为看得见的，他可以显明他自己。 有一个形象，有一个形式出来可以看得见的。
And if you read all the references to the Holy Spirit, he is never mentioned as having an image.
如果你看关于在圣经里面所有关于圣灵的经文，你发现圣经从来没有提到圣灵的形象是怎么样子。
So here we can tell that the Father is speaking to the Son.
这里我们看到是圣父对圣子说话。
And the Father says, let us make humanity in our image.
所以上帝，圣父对圣子说，让我们照我们的形象跟样式来造人。
What is that image?
那是什么意思呢？
You need to look in a mirror.
哦，我想你就自己照照镜子吧。
If you look in the mirror, you'll see your form.
你如果照镜子，你就看到你的那个形态是怎么样。
And the pattern for your form came from the image that God has chosen to present himself in.
你自己的这个样式是神选择来造你所成为这个样式的。
Do you want to feel special this morning?
你会不会觉得自己很特别啊？
He does.
他觉得是，就这位年轻人坐在这，一直点头。
You are the only physical representations of God in the universe.
你是唯一代表神形象在这个整个宇宙中的一个。
Scripture teaches the universe is filled with spirits.
我们知道这个整个宇宙都充满了各样的灵。
But he chose Earth to make a physical representation of what he's like.
然后他选择地球成为一个表达他在这物质形象的表达。他选择这个世界，这个地球。
And you're it.
你就是那个人，谢谢。
And also,
而且
he poured his physical aspects into the male.
然后他又把他在这个物质方面的他的这个元素制造男的。
And the Trinity poured the feminine aspects of the Trinity into the female.
然后他又把三位一体这个女性的部分就制造造出一个女人来，男性的部分造出一个男人来。
And in who you are, you present what God is like.
你这个人本身就是在代表神他的本性。神是什么样子？你现在正在代表他。
In fact,
事实上
this earth that we're on,
我们住在的这个地球
has the only physical representations of God in the universe.
是在整个宇宙中唯一来表达，在物质方面表达上帝的。
In fact,
事实上
the earth is the only place where God came and became one of us.In the universe,
在整个宇宙上，只有地球这个星球是上帝他自己亲自来到这里，然后成为我们当中的一位。
In fact,
事实上
，Earth is the only place where God died.
事实上，这个地球是唯一一个星球是神他自己在这死掉的地方。
In fact,
事实上
，Earth is the only place where grace is exhibited in the entire universe.
事实上地球是唯一一个星球在整个宇宙中把恩典显露出来的地方。
And you are a display of God's grace.
而你们每一位都是在显露神的恩典。
So you should feel pretty significant this morning.
所以你今天早上要觉得自己是挺重要的。
And the likeness is what you are inside, the ability to think and to feel and be similar to God.
同样的，在你的内在也是跟神类似的。
Now, Scripture teaches God is one.
圣经告诉我们说神是一位。
But as you read through Scripture, you'll see this astonishing thing of God being a Father, a Son, and the Holy Spirit.
当我们看整本圣经的时候，你看到很多经文，让我们很惊奇的发现，神是圣父、圣子跟圣灵。
If someone were to ask me what is the greatest proof of the truth of the Bible, this would be my answer.
Greatest proof?
The greatest proof of the truth of the Bible.
什么是在最大的证据、啊、证明圣经的就是这个真理，三位一体。
From Genesis chapter 1 to Revelation 22,
从创世纪第一章到启示录二十一章。
We have a consistent presentation of the Trinity through the entirety of the Bible.
我们看到一个三位一体的真神的真理，从第一章创世纪第一章到启示录二十一章，都写得非常清楚在那里。
56 different books. produced over 2,000 years.
56卷书, 有2000年 的时间,
consistently presenting something as complex as the Trinity, and it's consistent.
神就是不断的在这本圣经中是不断的持续的来把这个三位一体的这个真这个非常复杂的一个真理这个现象就表现出来。
One deity in three persons.
是一个神，但是三个位格。
The Old Testament teaches that Yahweh is one.
这个我们的那个圣经老师说，这个旧约圣经说耶和华是唯一的一位。
Yahweh is the personal name of God.
耶和华是神个人的名字。
It's like the name David.
就像我的名字叫大卫。
Or any of your personal names.
你们每一个人个人的名字，就像你们有名字一样，神也有名字。
And it means He who is Yahweh.
那耶和华的意思就是他是。
And in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, it says this.
在生命记六
Hear, O
第六章第四节。
Hear, O Israel, Yahweh is our God.
以色列啊，你要听，耶和华是我们的神。
Yahweh is one.
耶和华是一。
Yahweh is one.
耶和华是一。
Different cultures can be used to illustrate different things.
这个不同的文化可以来显露不同的形式。
My son and daughter-in-law informed us yesterday afternoon what the gender of their baby will be.
他的儿子跟他的媳妇昨天下午显露出他们真正长了什么样子，透过他们的婴孩。这是我所听到最
And they're going to have a boy.
他们有一个儿子。
Our family has endless boys.
我们的家里面有太多的男孩。
Nothing against males, but it would be nice to have a daughter in our family.
我不是反对男性啊，我就是觉得如果有一个女孩是多好啊。
Another boy.
我又来一个男的。
But the middle name of the boy will be John.
这个男孩的他的中名字的中间的名字叫做约翰。
Which is my middle name.
就是我的中间的名字。
They didn't take my first name.
他没有用我的第一个，没有用我的名字。
But that's all right. I have another grandson who has my first name and my middle name.
没有关系，可能下一个孙子啊，可以用我的第一个名字或第二个名字都没关系。
But Chinese people don't do that.
但是中国人不这样做的。
Chinese people have these amazing names.
中国人的名字真不是盖的。
I'll ask a Chinese person, "What's your name?"
当你问一个中文说你叫什么名字啊
？And they'll say something in Chinese.
他们总是用中文回答了。
Then I'll ask, "What does it mean in English?"
那你就问他，我就问他说这在英文是什么意思
？And they'll say,
然后他们就这样说了
，"A winter breeze."
啊
，"A winter breeze."
就是冬天的，我不会翻。
Blowing through leaves.
这个冬天的风吹过枫叶，哇，好诗意啊
！Upon a beautiful day.
啊
，Upon a beautiful day.
在一个美丽的一天，翻不出来。
All Chinese names seem to mean something beautiful.
所有中文的名字都是很诗情画意的。
But the Chinese do not name their children.After their own names.
中国人从来不让他的儿女是跟他同样的名字的。
But Caucasians do.
那只有白人干这样的事。I translate in spirit. I did it literally.
Oh, you're one of those translators who tried to be funny.
No, I'm not trying to be fine. I try to make an audience awake.
Oh, okay. But Caucasians do.
但是那些白人就这样干。
And the same thing happens in the Old Testament.
其实在旧约也是这样的。
You see where it says Yahweh is one?
我们看到说耶和华是唯一的，是一。
If you read the Old Testament, there are two persons named Yahweh in the Old Testament.
但是你去看，好好看旧约，你发现在旧约里面有两个人，他们名字也叫耶和华。
There is a Yahweh of highest heaven who is in heaven.
在讲到说这个耶和华最高的，耶和华在天上最高的。
Then there is a messenger of Yahweh who comes to earth.
然后看到一个耶和华的使者来到这地上。
And he is also named Yahweh.
他的名字也叫耶和华。
Because he is the son.
因为他是他的儿子。
Of Yahweh of highest heaven.
因为他是这个耶和华的儿子。
Now, don't worry, God is not Caucasian.
你不用担心啊，这个耶和华不是白人。
And I don't have to worry, God is not Asian.
我也不用担心，因为上帝也不是亚洲人。
But it's very obvious in the Old Testament there are two persons named Yahweh.
但是很明显，在旧约里面有两个人名字都叫耶和华。
And yet it says Yahweh is one.
然后我们这边看到说耶和华是一。
Yahweh is our God.
耶和华是我们的神。
But in the New Testament,
但是在新约的时候
it's clearly stated that there is a Father-Son relationship in the Trinity.
但是我们在新约就看到在永恒里面，在三一真神里面有圣父跟圣子的关系。
Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees.
主耶稣对法利赛人说。
And he's telling them that he is the noble shepherd, the good shepherd.
他有跟他们讲说他是一个好的牧羊人。
And he speaks of his sheep.
他是对他的羊说话。
And Jesus says,
主耶稣说,
I give them eternal life.
我又赐给他们永生。
And they shall never, absolutely never perish.
他们是绝对永远不会灭亡的。
And no one can take them out of my hand.
他们也不能从我手里把他们夺去。
A person who trusts in Jesus Christ is protected by Jesus Christ.
一个相信耶稣基督的人是被耶稣基督所保护的。
My Father,
我的天父,
who has also given them to me,
主耶稣说我的天父也把这些人赐给我。
Is greater than all.
是比万有都大。
And no one can take them out of my Father's hand.
没有人能从我天父父神的手里夺去他们。
The Father and I are one thing.
我天父和我就是合一的，是一个一件事。
Typically in the translation they'll have my Father and I are one, but it's literally one thing.
在你看圣经好像说天父和我是一，其实他真正的意思是说天父跟我是一件事情，是一个的。
So the Father and the Son are a deep and wonderful unity.
所以天父跟圣父跟圣子在很深层的是连结的，是一合一的，是一个。
Now, quite frankly, this is not difficult to understand.
其实这不是很难了解的。
People make it difficult to understand, but it's actually relatively easy to understand.
其实这个是很容易就了解，是人把它从简单的弄得太复杂了。
It's just different. It is just different.
就是不同的强调法。
Meaning it's different than what we commonly run into in life.
这跟我们每天的生活是很不一样的，神他的本质跟我们每一天所遇见的事实是不一样的。
But it's frankly not all that difficult to understand.
实际上不是那么难的。
And we'll show you how to understand it.
我现在要教你，我跟你讲怎么来了解这个三一真神的。
How many of you have been in Great Britain?
你们有多少人去过英国是吧 ？Great Britain.
Great Britain.
哎呀，你们多少人去过英国的
？Or in London.
或去过伦敦的，刚刚被。
How many of you have driven in London? Well, there's one brave man. Well, if you drive in England,
假如你在英国开车的话
that symbol should be familiar.
那个 那个看到那个就看到那个图像应该是镜子是吧
It's a symbol for a roundabout.
哦，这是这个交通的标志，在英国伦敦常常看到。
And you see that sign, it tells you a roundabout is coming.
哦，它告诉你就是前面要转那个圆环要来了。
Then you look at the arrows to see which way the traffic should be going in the roundabout.
你看那个箭头就告诉你往哪一个方向开车。
And then you get into the flow of the roundabout.
然后你就可以照着那个开的方向，这个车流里面进去。
But when I saw that,
当我看到那个时候
I thought the Trinity.
他就想到了三一真神的真理。
Forget the roundabout, it's a wonderful symbol of the Trinity.
不要想到这个交通指标了，我们想到神的三一真神真理的最好的指标就在这里。
Everywhere you turn in England, the Trinity is being proclaimed.
所以如果你这样来看法的话，你到了英格兰，每一个地方都看到三一真神的标志。
Notice the triangle.
你看看这个三角形。
Three equal sides.
是同等边的。
That says that these three persons equally participate in the nature of God.
因为它是等边三角形，就讲说这三个位格的都是同等的来参与，在这个神的本质里面是同等的。
And then wonderfully, there's three arrows there.
我们感谢主，那边有三个箭头
，representing the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
代表圣父、圣子跟圣灵。
And notice they're all cooperating. They're all going in the same direction.
你有没有看到他那三个箭头是指向同样的方向？他们是彼此合作的。
It really represents the Trinity well.
它真是代表了三一真神的本质，非常好的代表。
Each person is equal.
每一个位格都是同等的。
Each person is different.
每一位都不同。
But they cooperate beautifully.
但是他们的合作是合作无间的。
So what we're going to do is teach you about how the Trinity functions and how important the Father is.
我在教导你们的就是在讲说这个三一真神是怎么样来运作，特别是圣父的角色。
When I'm in China,
当我在中国的时候
，I'm introduced.
我被介绍。
And people, Chinese people will say to me, Oh, you're like my grandfather.
哦，中国人看到我说啊，你就像我的祖父。
You smile and you're nice.
你笑起来还不错。
And being a grandfather is something that is popular in China.
在中国你要做祖父啊，做爷爷是很时髦的。
If you're a father in China, that means you don't show up and you work 80 hours a week.
如果你是父亲的角色，你就是什么场合都看不到你，一个礼拜干活干八十个小时。
And your one child has to wear a name tag so you remember the name of the child.
你如果只有一个小孩，你要叫的小孩带他的名牌，你才记得你小孩叫什么名字。
For many Chinese, unfortunately, that's sadly true.
很不幸的，对很多中国人来说，那就是现实。
So let me describe God the Father this way.
让我这样来描述圣父。
He's like the best of Chinese grandfathers.
他是全中国最好的祖父。
And we're going to talk about him this morning.
我们今天早上要来介绍这全中国最好的祖父。
Now notice in the middle of that triangle is the word salvation.
我们看看这个三角形的中间是救恩。
And that will illustrate.A particular work of the Trinity, salvation.
这个救恩要来特别表达，就是三位真神中的特别的一个工作。
In the Bible, the Father chooses you for salvation.
在圣经里面告诉我们，天父选择你来得到救恩。
In the Bible, the Son is the one who saves you.
在圣经里告诉我们，那个圣子是拯救你的那一位。
And in the Bible, it's the Holy Spirit who draws you to believe in the Savior.
圣经告诉我们，圣灵是来吸引你，来带领你，来相信这个救恩的那一位。
Now, notice in this diagram, the Father is put at the top. Because he is always the initiator within the Trinity. You can see it in these verses. Jesus speaks.
主耶稣说,
and he says,
他说,
all that the Father gives me shall come to me. And the one who comes to me,
到我这里来的,
I will certainly not cast out. Notice it's the Father who begins the process.
我们看到这个天父是开始者, 他带头做这个事。
And further on in John 6:44, no one can come to me
若不是猜我来的父吸引人,
unless the Father who sent me draws him. And I will raise him up in the last day.
到我这里来的,在末后的世代,我要叫他复活。
Another illustration.
另外一个例子,
a simple one on Christian service.
我们就讲到基督的,这个基督徒的服事。
But what I want you to notice,
我要你所注意的,
that each member of the Trinity is doing something different for you, but they're always united in serving you.
我要请大家特别听着,他就说三位一体真神的每一位,他们对你的服事都不一样,但是他们却是完全合一的。
And it's the Father who initiates.
所以天父是开始者。
In Christian service.
在基督徒的服事里面,他是一个开始者。
It's the Father who gives results to Christian service.
是天父给基督徒的,对服事基督徒的一个果效。
It's the Son who gives a place of ministry.
是儿子给带出服事来。
And it's the Holy Spirit who gives a gift.
是圣灵赐给恩赐。
Now notice that they're unified in Christian service.
我们看到这三位的三位一体真神，他们是在这个基督徒的服事里面是完全合一的。
But each one is doing something different.
但是每一个位一个他们做的事都不一样。
How do you keep the members of the Trinity clear?
你怎么能够让三位一体的三个位格很清楚呢?
By noticing how they differently function.
你就看他们的作用不一样，就知道他们是不一样的。
And the Father is always the one who is central.
这个正父常常是中心点。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 8.
哥林多前书第12章。
Now there are varieties of gifts, but one Spirit.
恩赐原有分别，圣灵却是一位。
Now the verses start out with mentioning the Holy Spirit.
这节经文一开始在介绍圣灵的工作。
Which is a way of showing the equality of each person.
是在讲到这个每一个人的优点。
And there are varieties of ministries, but the same Lord.
职事就服事也有分别，但是主却是一位。
And Lord refers to the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是讲到主是讲到耶稣基督。
And there are varieties of effects.
然后果效也有分别。
But the same God,
神却是一位。
Referring to God the Father,
讲到圣父。
Works all things
在众人里面运行一切的事,
in relationship to everyone.
在跟每一个人的关系里面,
let's explain that.
这就讲得很清楚了。
Each Christian, when they become a Christian, is given a spiritual gift.
当每一个基督徒重生得救后, 会赐给圣灵的恩赐,
to benefit the believers in the world.
去对全世界这个基督的身体, 有作用, 有好的作用。
And every believer is given a ministry by Christ, a place to minister in the church and in the world.
每一个基督徒由基督赐给他服事的机会，在本地教会或在全世界有一个服事的位置。
And all you have to do is breathe and be obedient, and you'll find that place.
你所要做的就是活下去，然后要顺服神，找到你服事的位置。
In fact, the hard part is breathing.
其实最难的是要活下去。
The easy part is finding a ministry Christ has for you.
容易的是会找到你服侍的位置。
But it is God the Father who gives the results in ministry.
但是圣父是给让我们服侍的果效是由圣父来给的决定。
So if you have a blessing that you received in ministry, it's a gift from a good father in heaven.
如果你的服事有果效，是圣父给你的一个恩赐。
Now notice the critical center that the father plays.
我们就看到圣父所代表、所扮演一个非常关键性的角色。
In creation.
在创造里面。
It is the father who decided there should be a creation.
是圣父决定要创造。
It is the Son who did the creating.
是圣子来创造。
And it's the Holy Spirit who sustains the creation.
是圣灵来维持这个创造。
Why was the Spirit hovering in verse 2 of Genesis 1 over the face of the deep?
为什么第二节，创世纪第一章第二节说神的灵在水上运行呢？
He was waiting on what the Father would tell the Son as to what to do.
他正在等圣父对圣子，下命令要怎么样来创造。
And after the Son created, the Holy Spirit would sustain it.
但圣子创造了宇宙之后，圣灵就来维持他这个创造。
Very similarly to the way Christ created the church, and the Holy Spirit is here to sustain it.
就像圣子耶稣他创造了教会，圣灵来继续维持这个教会的运作。
First Corinthians 8:6.
然后哥林多前书第八章第六节。
Yet for us there is but one God.
然而我们只有一位神。
The Father.
就是父。
Now, isn't that interesting?
这不是很有趣的事吗？
The term God is used for the Father about 95% of the time in the New Testament.
在新约里面95%提到神的时候都是在指圣父了。
And in the other places, it's used to describe the Son as God.
那剩下的5%就在讲神是讲到圣子。
But it is the Father who typically is given the term God.
所以通常来讲到神的时候就讲到圣父。
Because it's the Son and the Holy Spirit who inhabits his nature.
因为圣子跟圣灵都是有着圣父同样的本质。
The Father.
圣父。
Then it says in Greek.
然后在希腊文里面。
Directly from whom are all things.
在希腊原文圣经里讲说圣父就是从我们一切所有的来源。
And we are for him.
我们是为他而活。
So when you're on BART tomorrow.
啊你说什么 Yeah.
Oh.
What did you say?
Oh, there's a consultation going.
No. What did you say?
I said, when you're on BART tomorrow.
哦，明天你坐那个地铁的时候。
The translation is BART.
对。地铁。
I know another Chinese word, BART. Anyway, you're on BART tomorrow.
你明天早上坐地铁的时候。
The person next to you turns to you.
你隔壁的邻居就对你说
This happens on BART all the time.
你知道在这个地铁上这常常发生的现象。
They're not asking you for $5.
他不是跟你要五块钱。
But they turn to you and ask.
他就转头来跟你讲话。
Happens on BART all the time.
这是常常发现的现象。
Why do you exist?
你为什么活在这世界上？
Certainly it's happened to you, hasn't it?
我相信这发生在你身上 Rocky 啊，真没有啊 Not really.
You sit next to boring people.
哎呀，你坐在一个很无聊人的旁边呢。
Why do you exist?
你为什么存在啊？
This is your answer.
这是你的回答。
I exist.To be loved by a father in heaven.
我活在这世上的原因是为了要显示那爱我。
That's why you exist.
因为有一个爱我的天父，所以我活在这世界上。
And it says it right up here.
就在这个荧幕上面。
From whom are all things, and we are for him.
万物都本于他，我们也归于他。
He so enjoys Jesus Christ.
他是这么样的享受耶稣基督。
That he wants others, daughters and sons, to come into that kind of relationship.
天父是何等的爱他的儿子，他也希望我们这些儿女们能够像他儿子一样来享受他的爱。
And one Lord Jesus Christ.
只有一位主，就是耶稣基督。
By whom are all things?
万物都是借着他造的。
You notice that word by?
你们有看到是借着这个字。
By whom are all things?
是借着他所有万物被造的。
The ultimate source is God the Father.
我们最终的终极的来源资源是圣父。
The instrument to carry out the Father's will is the Son.
那个真正把天父的这个指示要做出来的那个器皿就是儿子圣子。
And we through him.
我们经由圣子耶稣。
We become the child of a Father in heaven through him.
我们经由圣子耶稣的救赎，我们成为天父的儿女。
But the purpose of our existence is to be a child of the Father in heaven.
我们活在这世上的目的是要成为圣父的儿子儿女。
Your purpose is to be drawn into the life of the Trinity.
我们的活在世上的目的是要被吸引到三位一体真神里面。
And to experience the same kind of love the Father has for the Son.
我们要经历同样圣父对圣子的爱，这个很深啊，好好听啊。
So, when you're on BART tomorrow,
所以明天你又去坐地铁了。
Turn to the person next to you.
Rocky, 跟你隔壁的邻居。
And ask them.
问他。
Why do you exist?
你为什么活在这世上？
And they will say.
他们会说。
I have no idea.
我怎么知道我为什么活的？
And then you look at them and smile.
你要对他笑，微笑地说。
I exist to be loved by a Father in heaven.
我活在这世上是为了要让我天上的父亲能爱我。
And then they'll respond and say,
然后他们会这样回答。
Another crazy person.
又碰到一个疯子。满街疯子。
Prayer.
祷告。
The Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
有圣父、圣子跟圣灵。
In prayer, the Father is the focus.
在祷告里面，对神祷告的时候，圣父是焦点。
The Son is the high priest who has opened up heaven so we can talk to his Father.
圣子就是祭司在天上，所以我们可以经由他对天父说话。
And the Holy Spirit delivers God the Father's answers.
那个圣灵就把圣父的回应就带给我们。
And changes us as we talk to our Father.
当我们跟圣父祷告交流的时候，我们整个人就被改变。
There are Christians who would love to hear God the Father talk to them audibly.
有很多基督徒都希望听到圣父对他们讲话是可以听见，耳朵听见的声音。
Well, after about a month, you'll get bored.
其实我跟你讲，过了一个月你就觉得很乏味了。
Because it'll sound like the Bible.
你会觉得圣父跟你讲的话都一样，都在圣经里面。
but also you'll be bothered.
而且你会觉得很被干扰。
Because even though you're hearing his voice, your heart's not changing.
就是你听到他对你讲的话，你还是不改变。
If you had a choice between having the Holy Spirit change your heart or to hear the voice of God the Father, what would you prefer?
如果你有一个选择，你可以听到圣父对你讲话的声音，或者是那个圣灵可以改变的心，你要选择哪一个？
I hope you would say to have your heart changed.
我希望你的选择是你的心被改变。
We talk to the Father and the Holy Spirit changes our hearts.
当我们对圣父说话的时候，圣灵就改变我们的心。
Here's a wonderful story from John chapter 4.
在约翰福音第四章有一个精彩的故事。
But I have a critically important question.
我有一个非常关键的问题。
When am I supposed to end this talk?
You already passed the time. You need to end in a couple of minutes.
I found out my BART train is arriving late. I'm late already. So, in John chapter 4,
所以在约翰福音第四章,
Jesus is speaking to a woman who's been married five times.
主耶稣跟一个结婚离婚总共有五次的一个女人说话,
and who is living with a guy. And who is living with a fellow.
哦,他正在跟另外一个男的同居。
What if you are on BART?
如果你在坐地铁的时候,
you're on BART.
你是不是坐地铁啊?
A woman turns to you.
有一个女人就对你讲话,对Greg说话,
and says to you,
她对你说,
I've been married five times.
我已经结婚五次了,
I'm living with a fellow.
我现在还跟一个男的同居,
what shall I do?
我应该做什么? Greg, 我应该做什么?
Yeah, back there.
You ask
the lady.
Oh, lady, 她在 ask.
What do you say?
你怎么说啊?
Well, you say what Jesus said.
你就回答照耶稣的说法,照本宣科。
You say this.
你这样说,
but an hour is coming.
时候将到,
and now is.
就是现在,
when the true worshippers
真正拜父的,
shall worship the Father in spirit and truth.
要在心灵和真理里敬拜他,
for such the Father seeks to be his worshippers.
因为天父在寻找这样的人拜他。
Now, that's what he said to the woman.
那是主耶稣对那个结婚离婚五次的妇人讲的话。
And if you read that passage carefully,
你仔细地读那段经文,
he mentions the word Father three times in a row.
他在那段回答里面提到圣父三次。
Father, Father, Father.
圣父, 圣父, 圣父。
Then he uses the word God.
那就讲到神的意思。
It's the only place in the Bible
是唯一在圣经里面的一个地方
where the word Father occurs three times in a row.
是在圣经整本圣经是唯一一个地方讲到圣父三次连续讲三次。
To be followed by the word God.
用神的话来讲。
What would Jesus say to the woman on BART?
如果主耶稣见到这样的一个妇人在这个地铁上, 他要怎么说?
Put this in your notes so that you have it down when the person asks you.
你赶快把这个经文写下来, 万一真的有妇人问你, 你就这样回答。
What you say is,
你要真, 其实你要讲的本质是,
I think you need a new dad.
你要跟那妇人讲, 你真的讲说, 你需要一个新爸爸。
But a father in heaven is who you need.
你真正需要的, 是在天上的父亲。
You've had a terrible time with relationships with men on the earth.
因为你跟世上的男人们的关系真是一塌糊涂。
But there is a father in heaven who will treat you well.
但是天上的父亲他会尊重你, 他会真的珍惜你。
And is seeking you.
他在寻找你。
This is really unusual.
这是非常特别的事。
Because the Bible teaches over and over again we should seek God.
圣经一直跟我们讲说我们要追寻神,寻求神。
But here the woman is told the Father is seeking you.
但是在这里,这个妇人被告知是圣父在寻找她。
The woman feels worthless.
这个女的觉得她自己无用,没有价值。
The woman feels like a failure.
她觉得她是一个失败。
And the woman hears.
然后她这个妇人听到了。There's
a Father in heaven who wants to have a relationship with you.
但这个妇人听到一个好消息,就是在天上的父亲希望跟她有关系。We'll
end at this spot.
在这个最后的这里。
But this entire talk is on video number three.
其实我讲的这一切都在那个录影带的第三卷里面。
And if you listen to that, you can hear the rest of the story.
因为时间有限，我只能讲到这里。你要听剩下的，回去听那录影带。
But let me finish this thought with the following.
让我最后以这个来结束。
In John chapter 3,
在约翰福音第三章，
Nicodemus went to seek Jesus in the middle of the night.
尼哥底母先生在晚上去找耶稣。
And the only logical reason for him to do that was because he was ashamed of being with Jesus.
唯一合理的解释，尼哥底母要晚上去找耶稣，因为他以耶稣为耻。
He was an important Jewish teacher, and he shows up in the middle of the night.
他是一个犹太人当中非常名德高望重的老师，他在晚上来找耶稣。
But in John chapter 4,
在约翰福音第四章。
Jesus shows up in the middle of the day to talk to a woman.
他在日正当中的时候，在约翰福音第四章，耶稣在中午的时候向一个妇人显现。
By himself.
他自己单独向这妇人显现。
In that culture, no man talks to a woman by herself.
在那个文化里面，一个男人是不能单独跟一个女人那样讲话的。
But Jesus is not ashamed of being seen with a woman who's been married 5 times and is living with a fellow.
耶稣完全不与跟这个妇人在一起为耻，虽然这妇人已经结婚离婚5次，现在跟另外一个男人同居。
And Jesus says to the woman,
主耶稣对这个妇人说，
There's a father in heaven who is seeking a relationship with you.
这个耶稣对这妇人说，有一个天上的父亲正在寻找跟你建立关系。
For many Christians, God the Father is an absent father.
对很多基督徒来讲，天父是一个不存在的。
But it's in Scripture that we're told that what is the purpose of everything is to be loved by this father.
其实整本圣经告诉我们，真正存在的理由就是要被这个天父所爱到。
So what do you have to do?
所以你要做什么呢？你该做什么呢？
It's just smile back.
你就是对他微笑，对天父微笑。
Because he's smiling at you.
因为天父正在对你微笑。
He already is seeking you.
他正在寻找，他已经寻找你。
All you have to do is smile back.
你所有你要做的就对他回笑。
Like a little child who just met his or her grandfather.
就像世上的小孩正遇到他的祖父或祖母。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that everything is driven by your love.
父神，我们感谢你，所有的事情都出于你的爱。
And we thank you for your Son who you have given to fulfill your love.
我们感谢主，你赐给圣子来实现，来表达你的爱。
And we thank you for the Holy Spirit who is given to make us experience your love.
我们感谢圣灵，让我们能够经历圣父的爱。
And we ask your blessing upon us this morning.
我们求主来祝福，今天早上来祝福我们每一位。
Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
经由耶稣基督我们的主。
Amen.
Amen. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. 我们聚会到此结束。We conclude our worship here, and please join us for lunch on the next room. God bless you.